Hey, ¿qué onda, mi gente? Once again, we have another session of Frecuencias Clandestinas brought to you by Setting the Standard 94.1 KPFA. Today, we have a very special guest. We've been revolving the show around immigration and immigration issues, and we have a special guest directly from Arizona. We have Isabella. She's going to talk a little bit about immigration, the issues that are taking place in Arizona, and how it's affecting the people out there. So, Isabella, for starters, why don't you talk specifically about the laws occurring in Arizona at the moment and the climate of the community at the moment?
Yes, thank you for the invitation. If you're talking about SB 1070, as you know, the Supreme Court has issued a decision that is really, you know, very damaging to our community while striking down the all criminal provisions that they attempted to include in the legislation. The Supreme Court nonetheless upheld really the worst part of it, which is the basically permitting law enforcement or obligating, not permitting because this is a mandatory law, mandating local law enforcement to be the front line for the Border Patrol and immigration enforcement. And so we had already been living this situation. Really, it's not as if we weren't living in Tucson, Arizona. For instance, we have a Tucson policy that we've been fighting for many years at the Tucson Police Department that provides, again, the same language that if they have reasonable suspicion after they stop somebody for crime or infraction or anything, that they can detain them for 20 minutes. So we've had lots of issues. We're going to, of course, use the Supreme Court language that even the 20 minutes is a violation of what the court said, you know. In any event, we're not very, of course, happy about the Supreme Court decision. If you read the preface to their findings, they cite a very right-wing anti-immigrant think tank in D.C., really skewering and then saying it's for these reasons, or, you know, this backdrop is what forms our following legal analysis. And so it's really mind-boggling to me. We've got a state that continues in its, you know, assault on immigrants. The governor had to be the very first one to fight Obama. She immediately issued an executive order denying driver's license or any other public benefit to any of the young people that could benefit from the deferred action for childhood arrivals that Obama has implemented. She and other politicians in Arizona continue, you know, that kind of sentiment while the state is, you know, suffering because of the enforcement mechanisms and the deportation and removal and people leaving the states. It's really caused, of course, economic recessions. We're still fighting the HB 2281, which was also passed banning ethnic studies, and we've seen the total dismantling of a program that was the most successful program Tucson Unified School District has ever had in not only turning around dropout rates, but in getting the young students engaged in further education and, of course, leadership positions in the community. That has been totally destroyed. We're waiting to hear from the courts, not only on the challenge to the law, but the desegregation suit that continues here and our position that the Mexican American Studies is part of a program and the plan to deal with those impacts of desegregation. So we have a Border Patrol that is out of control. We have many agents, and basically migration has slowed down to a screeching kind of halt. Less people are crossing, you know, than ever in the recent future. Meanwhile, we have almost 23,000 Border Patrol agents. You don't think they're going to tell Congress, well, lay off 10,000 of them like we're laying off teachers. That we do, but we're not about to lay off. So the Border Patrol and Department of Homeland Security have other plans for us, and that is how to utilize all of these agents and structures that we've created. I mean, I saw the other day in an article that the deportations were down, so they were scrambling to figure out who to deport. So here, people aren't crossing, so these agents are turning inward into the communities, and the police department cooperate by doing the racial profiling following 1070 and call the Border Patrol, and while in other communities still at this point, it'll come to you soon though, aren't that afraid that a Border Patrol will be called here. It's a very real danger. It can mean life and death. We have people who have been here for a long time, have been stopped by a police officer on a racial profile stop, deported through Calexico in the intent to cross. He died, leaving five children, U.S. citizen children. So these things are issues of life and death here. And where the Border Patrol is in such massive numbers, of course, there will be plenty of people to respond to the local law enforcement. That's why I say 1070 is mandating the in lean times for the Border Patrol. They lean on the local law enforcement and creating a culture that local law enforcement should be involved in immigration law. And so it's not good, not good. On the other hand, you know, the young people continue to really inspire all of us in their just fights, and so I'm really it's the only thing I'm heartened about. Let's see what happens with this new program. All I know is that once these young people have a political voice, you know, this country will be in much better shape. can lead us to a much more healthy environment and society.
Now, Isabella, you discussed on a lot of issues, a lot of the laws, for example, the Border Patrol, but there are people who are in favor. Now, you oppose this. Why don't you speak on the reasons that you oppose this reality, and also speak on the issue itself and just how it has affected you personally?
Well, of course, there's lots of people who, you know, want border militarization. I mean, I'm really not surprised. It's not as if it's a shocking thing. Once you understand that the media has saturated us for decades here, well, you know, a few decades here with lies, misinformation, demonization, and so are we surprised that you know, people say yes, but don't you get about illegal, or let's, you know, secure our borders? People, quite frankly, don't know. I mean, the bottom line is, as a whole, our society's rather ignorant about the issues of immigration. More importantly, the reasons for immigration, and with that issue, the involvement of U.S. policies that have caused the why of immigration. You know, and so people, of course, are being whipped into a fear situation. That's the other thing that we shouldn't be surprised. You know, economic times are tough, and it's instead of, you know, financing and resourcing the front end with schools and jobs and health care and quality education, those are all being defunded and utilizing fear, ignorance of history, and the sort of arrogance that everybody calls, you know, American exceptionalism, and, you know, America being the greatest country in the history of the world. Those three things, you know, just lead us to where we are, a human rights crisis where people are dying at the border. And even though the numbers have plummeted of people dying, the numbers are dramatic. In fact, doing statistical analysis, they found that the border deaths are growing rather than diminishing, even though the numbers are a little bit less. When you compare it to the number of crossings, you know, the death rate is really up. And so you have a public that you know, is afraid and says, yeah, we need border security, not even understanding, you know, the history of this border with Mexico, and not understanding why we have 10 or 11 million undocumented people, not understanding that we've created that situation at all, that not understanding that, you know, it's been like a windfall, a plus to this country, everybody, not just the corporations, but you and me, and we live a little cheaper and easier because of the labor of migrant workers. They've, you know, they impoverish their lives, and ours are enriched. And so people don't see any of that. They're afraid. They do ask questions, you know, why am I losing my job, and why am I losing, you know, my home and no health care? The problem is we don't follow through and analyze it. We have the 1% and the media dangling the illegal alien out there as the culprit for everything bad, and we say, aha, you know, and look what we've done doing that, demonizing the immigrant. We've spent unprecedented billions and billions and billions of our taxpayer money to create enforcement mechanisms for all of us. Really, it's for all of us. You know, they say, oh, it's for the illegal alien or whatever, but we know now that drones are used for, going to be used for all of us. Surveillance is for all of us. Checkpoints are for all of us. I have to go through 8 checkpoints in my own country to see relatives in Texas. Anti-bail laws are being used against citizens alike. I mean, U.S. citizen Carlos La Madrid was shot and killed by the Border Patrol, 3 shots in the back. A young Chicano from Douglas here at this border wasn't a Mexican immigrant and yet a U.S. citizen. And so, you know, all of us are subjected to it. So it's, you ask, you know, how impact it's, you know, it impacts all of our lives. And, of course, the work here is huge, you know, organizing, educating, and lots of activities going on because of the craziness, really.
Now, Isabella, why don't you let those people in Arizona know how they could get involved, and for those of us who are outside of Arizona, how we could get involved, how we could assist with the movement?
Well, you know, it really is a time to get involved, to learn and to stand up. And there's obviously a lot of organizations. Ours is Derechos Humanos, you know, DerechosHumanosAZ.net is our website. And the good thing is that there's lots of organizations, too. I mean, so people should be supportive. People need to really to understand and be able to educate other people. You know, we don't have our sound bites don't, no, we have beautiful sound bites. It's not like the right wing is more clever. You know, We Are Human is something that came out here in, you know, one of the marches. Lots of things have come out that don't catch, like, you know, what don't you get about illegal? But we need to understand it's a result of a lack of education, and so we need to begin to change those conditions and become organized and really support our dreamers, our immigrant youth, the youth involved in with families of immigrants and stuff. I believe represent our best opportunity. So there's an awful lot of opportunity right now to stand up for these young people.
Well, there you have it, mi gente. Once again, this is another session of Frecuencias Clandestinas brought to you by Setting the Standard, 94.1 KPFA. We'd like to say a special thank you and appreciation to Isabella for speaking, for educating us. You definitely educated myself. So, Isabella, do you have any final words for our listeners?
Well, I really want to thank you. It's really important that as we, even though there's, you know, there's no chances of like immigration reform and stuff at this point, but that whenever we get to that, that it's really critical that we do not support policies that will continue the death at the border, that we not continue policies that really are based on the same fundamental lies that they feed us, you know, such about the border that somehow we need to secure the border and secure the border, not realizing what the, you know, the face, the reality of what that means. And so it, for our future here, I think we really have to stop trying to divide ourselves, who's the good immigrant and the bad immigrant, as Obama's administration, you know, and I'm a Democrat and all, but that's how they think they've satisfied the right wing by, well, we've more boots on the ground, more deportations and all of it. That means we further the same misinformation and, of course, the same policies. So thank you very much.
No, thank you for educating the masses. So there you have it once again, another segment of Frecuencias Clandestinas brought to you by Setting the Standard 94.1 KPFA.